Little Richard Penniman created music like no one had heard before. And growing up in Macon's historically black Pleasant Hill neighborhood, he was a kid like no one had seen before.
Richard was a known character around here. He was always somewhat effeminate.
Music producer Gary Montgomery was a longtime friend of Penniman's.
He said, look, I was born with one leg shorter than the other, a couple inches maybe, a big head. He said, if I wanted to play with the boys, I would have to play baseball and run, but I couldn't move because of the one leg shorter than the other. My parents couldn't afford shoes for me.
Instead, Penniman took to playing dollhouse with the girls. In 1997, he told CBS's Tom Snyder that the swishy identity he forged proved advantageous to his music career.
To be black and to work for white girls, I had to look that way. If I didn't wear makeup and look feminine, I couldn't work the white clubs. They wouldn't let me be with the white
girls.
Right,
that's right.
So the more feminine I look, they didn't mind me being with the white women. They're so old, Richard. Ain't nothing to him. Ain't a thing to him.
Now, this is the place where Little Richard got his first break. This is the Macon City Auditorium, 2,600-seat theater with this beautiful reverberant copper dome over it. And Little Richard had a job selling Coca-Cola here when he was 14 years old, and he was present for a show by Sister Rosetta Tharp, who was a gospel singer from Arkansas whose music was on the verge of becoming rock and roll.
All we hear church people say, they are in this holy way, they're astray.
Now, I'm quoting from Penniman's own account of that day. She asked me if I wanted to come up on the stage that night and sing a song with her. During the show, in front of everybody, she invited me up to sing. Everybody applauded and cheered, and it was the best thing that had ever happened to me.
Every day.
Penniman liked to loudly imitate that boogie-woogie sound with his left hand while he played piano in church, which cost him the gig. He found that he could play as he wanted at Ann's TikTok Club, a hole-in-the-wall in downtown Macon on what was known as the Chitlin Circuit, a string of venues across the eastern U.S. where black performers could play in the days of Jim Crow. The old club has since housed restaurants frequented by Montgomery.
The stage was here. This is when he was washing dishes at the bus station. He'd come in, sing, and go back to work.
That kitchen job at the Greyhound station down the street actually gave Penniman his first hit. As he told journalist Tom Snyder, Penniman struggled to scrape all the old beans from the bottoms of tall pots he had to wash. When the pots weren't clean enough, he'd catch flack from his white bosses.
You know, you could send them back to those white people, and all I could say was, wop, bop, loo, bop, lop, bam, boom. I mean, leave me alone. You know, and that's the way I had to get back at him.
Here's a sign of the times. When Little Richard recorded Tutti Frutti, he would not have been allowed to attend Macon's Mercer University, then an all-white Baptist school. But 57 years later, Mercer President Bill Underwood stood at the podium at the school's 2013 commencement ceremony and uttered,
Bop, bop, a loo, a wop, bam, boo.
Underwood then presented Penniman with an honorary doctorate. The singer didn't speak, but smiled wide as blue sequined shoes peeked out from between his graduation gown and the foot of his wheelchair. For GPB News, I'm Adam Ragusea in Macon.
She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me.